Good morning, Paul. Great to have a chat to you on Racing Poles. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. Now, you've been given the big task by your son, Jamie, to look after the superstar Melody Bell here in Melbourne this week. How is she?
She's done well, yeah. She's been here for a week now, and took her a few days to settle in properly, but she's doing really well now. Happy with her.
You took her to Caulfield to have a look around the heat this morning. How did she go?
Yeah, Caulfield this morning was 1,000 metres with the horse called Revert, Reserve Street. And she worked sort of the same as she does at home. She gets a wee bit flat the last bit. But it was nice work, and she had a nice blow afterwards. But her recovery was pretty good.
She's such a tractable and professional mare, and she's been well and truly round the blocks as we speak. But some say that Caulfield, the first time they can have a look at it, can be a bit difficult for a few horses. How did she handle the course today, and do you think that'll hold any fears for her on Saturday?
No, I think she's pretty adaptable. She gave her a good feel this morning, and cornered well. I don't think it'll hold too many fears for her.
How is she? Last time in, she was in remarkable form. She won the Group 1 Windsor Park, the Group 1 Livermore. She then came out and finally won the Group 1 here in Australia in the Empire Rose. And arguably, the best run of her career was when she got beaten in the McKinnon behind Magic Wand, coming from basically last. And then Magic Wand has certainly franked that form since then. It's hard to imagine that she's come back any better, or has she?
Well, she looks fantastic. A couple of the track watchers here at the Gaps have said that she looked better now than what she did in the spring. Mm. But can't fault her condition. And, she's in that same vein of form that she was in the spring. She'll be competitive, wherever she lines up.
She's favourite. It looks a good race for her on paper on Saturday. I know there's a couple of nice horses, Colding, Alabama Express, likely to go round as well. But if she comes back in that vein of form, she's going to be awfully hard to beat on Saturday. What do you think a few days out? Have you had a look at the likely opposition?
Yeah, I have. It's not going to be a big field, but it's a select field. But they're good horses, as you'd expect. In a Group 1. She, like last spring, when she had that great vein of form, she did take a race. The first race was the Foxbridge Plate, and she ran fourth, I think. But she took one. She's had one trial back home about 10 days ago before she came over. But whatever she does on Saturday, there's a bit of improvement in her.
She's won 10 Group 1s. How good is she? We try to compare her against Tiaka, our shark, and the other ones that are under Jamie's umbrella over there. Is she the best horse in New Zealand?
Well, I guess, her form suggests that. She was horse of the year last year. I guess it'll be between her and Tiaka, our shark, this season. She's what I'd call a professional racehorse. She can race on the speed, she can get back, she can go on soft ground, hard ground, left or right-handed, it doesn't matter. She's just a consummate professional, really.
How wound up is she for this first-up assignment? Obviously, she's got bigger fish to fry with the All-Star Mile around the corner, but how fit is she?
Well, she's pretty forward, but she's not wound right up. I mean, the race on Saturday will improve her a bit, tighten her up. But she's forward enough to be very competitive.
If you came up against Catalyst in the All-Star Mile, how do you think you'd go? What did you think of him on Saturday?
I thought he was super. He showed good fight and determination against probably the best three-year-old, arguably the best three-year-old in Australia. But she, she's been around and done that. He's sort of the new kid on the block. She'd be competitive against him.
You're a great horseman in your own right, but you must be proud of what your son Jamie's been able to do at such a young age with such a big responsibility as well.
Well, he's making the most of his opportunities, and he's in a, you know, enviable position to be training for the biggest syndicator in New Zealand in David Ellis. And, you know, we've got some great stock to work with, great staff, and, you know, he puts it all together. Jamie runs the ship, and, you know, we're getting the results, which is fantastic.
Outside of Melody Bell, the obvious headline acts, we've got Probabil heading up to Sydney as well, and we get to see Tiako next week, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Probabil and Tiako Shark are both up there. Probabil trialled yesterday. I was actually talking to Glenn Boss this morning at Caulfield, and I was very complimentary of her work yesterday, so she's on the right way. And, Tiako Shark goes around Saturday week, I think.
We spoke to Greg Carpenter yesterday, and he said he might even make a phone call to say if you're keen to run Tiako Shark in the All-Star Mile, there could be a wild card sitting there waiting with your name on it. Is there any chance that we could see the Shark head that way if a wild card was offered?
I don't think so. I think given the tracks in Sydney suits him, he does prefer a bit of putt on the ground if he can get it. Not saying that he can't gallop on top of the ground, but Jamie's sort of mapped out a three-race program for him up there, and I think that's probably the way he'll hit.
And will we get to see your two-year-old Cool Azabeel, who won the Karaka Millions as well?
No, he's running this Saturday at home in the listed two-year-old race at our home track at Matamata, and then he'll two more Group 1 two-year-old races in New Zealand, which he will target.
All right. And is Opie coming across on Saturday to ride Melody?
Yes, Opie will be here Saturday. Gets here Friday night or Saturday morning. He'll be aboard.
Well, Paul, good to hear that she handled Caulfield well this morning and all is in readiness for a potential 11th Group 1 victory in the Futurity on Saturday.
Yeah, good luck in running, and she'll be competitive.
Good on you, Paul. Good luck.
Thank you very much.